This is CBC News.
Good evening, I'm Helen Mann. This is The World at Six. A new flag was raised this afternoon for the first time at the Edmonton Garrison, a gay pride flag to coincide with Edmonton's Pride Festival. It's the first time that's happened at any of Canada's military bases. Briar Stewart has the story of how this came to be.
23 years ago when I joined the military, I wouldn't dare whisper that I was gay.
As Sergeant Major John McDougall stands in front of a podium at CFB Edmonton, it's a very different scene than when he first enlisted. Today, he's surrounded by members of the military and of the gay, lesbian, and transgendered community. It's an openness that wasn't there for so many years.
I mean, I think it's a little naive to think there weren't gay soldiers then. The culture really just didn't lend itself to identify who you were.
McDougall used to hide his sexuality. Even after a charter challenge in 1992 guaranteed that gays and lesbians could serve openly in the military, he didn't come out. He only did that 5 years later, when he and his long-term partner sought same-sex benefits. Then just 3 weeks ago, McDougall took another step and asked if base command could fly the Pride flag.
I expected, no, the timeline's going to be too short, or perhaps the appetite wasn't quite there. I could not have been more surprised.
Surprised that the answer was yes, and that the military would hold a special ceremony.
Symbols matter.
Lieutenant Colonel John Reifenstein is base commander of CFB Edmonton.
It's vital that, you know, we are an inclusive, tolerant military community.
But it wasn't always that way. Dr. Lynn Gallagher used to serve in the military and has done research on how gay and lesbian members of the Canadian Forces were treated during the 1970s and 1980s.
The military actively discharged Canadian soldiers who were suspected or were lesbian or gay in the Canadian military, and there was lots of them that lost their careers.
Gallagher wants those soldiers to receive an official apology, but admits today's ceremony is a big step forward. As the flag is raised, McDougall looks up and beams.
It was history in the making. It was monumental. It shouldn't be a big deal to be gay, but it is a big deal that the flag's being raised for the first time at a military base.
And he hopes it's a symbol, not only for those in the military, but for all Canadians. Briar Stewart, CBC News, Edmonton.